There's no question that in the heart, the mind, and the life of a Jew, the highest thing, the central thing of a Jew's heart is the commandments of God, obeying the commandments of God. Now, I want to point people to a whole range of passages which clearly associate observing God's commandments with intimacy with God, loving God, connecting to God, cleaving to God. So let's go through a few passages, and I'm hoping that it's going to become like a broken record, repeating itself over and over again, that it should be so obvious to the listeners that those people who are working with all their heart and soul and mind and might and everything to follow the commandments of God are doing so as an expression of their intimacy and their love and their fear of God. So let's start, for example, with Exodus chapter 15, verse 26.
If you diligently heed to the voice of the Lord your God and do what is right in His sight, give ear to His commandments and keep all His statutes, I will put none of the diseases on you which I have brought on the Egyptians, for I am the Lord who heals you.
So what it means to listen to God's voice, this is what Moses is telling us. What it means to listen to God's voice in your life is directly associated with paying attention to the commandments and keeping all the decrees. Similarly, if you go to Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 2, a very powerful verse.
That you may fear the Lord your God to keep all His statutes, His commandments, which I command you, you and your son and your grandson, all the days of your life, and that your days may be prolonged.
In other words, this idea of following God's command is not just something which was important for an individual to do. This was something that was important for the people to pass on to the future generations. It's interesting that when we talk about the chosenness of Abraham, right? Mm-hmm. Many Christians jump to the passage in Genesis which talks about the faith of Abraham, and God counted it to him as righteousness, right? When he believed in God and he trusted in God, that was accounted to him for righteousness. However, if you look closely, right, that's not why God chose Abraham.
No, that's true. It says that I chose Abraham because I know that he will command his children after him.
Correct. So this is so central to the Jew that God wants us as his people to not only obey his commandments, but to make sure to pass this on throughout the generations. Mm-hmm. And I'll take it a step further, that it's not only for a limited time, but it's even in the Messianic era, when you go to Deuteronomy chapter 30, Moses is expecting, Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 2, Moses is expecting that the law, meaning all the commandments that he is giving to the Jews, right, and he's reiterating to them before they go into the land of Israel, these are laws that will be kept all the way until the Messiah comes, until all the Jews are gathered back in from the land. So let's read Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 2.
And it says, and you return to the Lord your God and obey his voice according to all that I command you today, you and your children, with all your heart and with all your soul.
So what we're seeing is that, and if you continue reading, what you'll see the context of the chapter is that this is talking about after Moses has put before them all the curses and all the blessings, he tells them that, you know, if once all these things have befallen you, all the curses and all the blessings, and you take to heart all these things that have transpired and decide to return to God, right, wherever he may have scattered you, and keep all the commandments that I, Moses, have placed before you, the Jewish people. So he's expecting that at the end of time, when God's going to regather all of Israel back in to the land, that they're going to have access to the commandments that he gave at Sinai, right? And they will be able to keep them with all their heart, with all their soul, with all their might. And this is something that God charged the Jewish people to do, to not only serve him with all their heart and soul, but actually to pass it on through all generations. So this is something that I feel that people don't appreciate. They don't realize how throughout Scripture, and I just want to rattle off a few verses, right?
Please.
Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 9. It's a beautiful passage.
It says, "Therefore, know that the Lord your God, He is God, the faithful God who keeps covenant and mercy for 1,000 generations with those who love Him and keep His commandments."
So clearly, God's associating Himself, those who love me, with those who keep my commandments. This is also repeated in Daniel chapter 9, verse 4, when he's pleading to God and he's making his supplication before God. He talks about a God who is faithful to the covenant. Again, to those who love him and those who love his commandments. And this is something that is repeated over and over and over again, that the idea of being faithful to God, idea of being faithful to what God has done in your life for the Jewish people, that is by keeping his commandments.
Keeping his commandments. Let me read that one, because that is a beautiful verse as well, and that's Daniel 9:4. "And I prayed to the Lord my God, and I made confession, and I said, O Lord, great and awesome God, who keeps his covenant and mercy with those who love him and with those who keep his commandments."
2 Kings chapter 18, verse 6. This is speaking about Hezekiah.
"For he held fast to the Lord. He did not depart from following him, but kept his commandments, which the Lord had commanded Moses."
So with all these passages, and there are dozens more, give us to understand is that the highest currency for a Jew and the highest currency for God is those that love him and express that by obeying him. Obedience. Mm-hmm. The obedience to God.
Amen.
And therefore, that's why you have such a focus and an emphasis on keeping the commandments.